From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Escape from Roswell by Ted Dickey. Now let's begin with Escape from Roswell. Chapter 1. The smell of burning flesh hung heavy in the still air. Smoke from several fires curled lazily toward the pale blue sky. High overhead, gliding on silent wings, a buzzard circled, weighing its chances to grab a free meal. Sweat stained Max Griffin's shirt and stung his gray eyes as he squinted through the dust at the bright New Mexico sun. He hardly noticed the sounds of running feet and pounding hooves surrounding him. He turned his attention to the glowing metal rod he held in his gloved hands. He leaned down and pressed the searing metal against the small form struggling at his feet. There was a burst of smoke, followed by a momentary sizzle. Then the captive let out a pleading moan. Max withdrew the hot iron and gave a nod to the men holding the small captive. They released it, and the calf surged to its feet, running away in search of its mother. The buzzard gave up and wheeled away, riding the unseen currents in the cloudless sky. It would have to dine elsewhere. Max walked to the fire and placed the branding iron back in the hot coals. He groaned as he straightened his tall, gangly body and pressed his hands against the small of his back. He looked at the men working around him. What seemed like chaos at first glance was actually the coordinated efforts of 20 strong men. Most had been doing this kind of work since they were big enough to straddle a horse. For the last week, they'd ridden hard and far, rounding up the young stock and branding them with the Circle G that would identify them as the property of the High Mesa Ranch. It was a dirty, dangerous job.